and most people do about the same whistle mostly, you know. Like some go like a whippoorwill or what have you, you know. Mm-hmm. Just, again, just different things. And some horses, you know, just when they see it, people come up, they'll come to it. Mm-hmm. So there's really no set technique to it, I don't believe.
What do you say to a horse to get them started?
When you're riding?
Mm-hmm.
We just rein ours, and they know.
What about to stop them?
Yes, we don't say anything. I mean, a girl does, whoa, and pull the reins back, the horse is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But a grown-up shouldn't have to say anything.
What about to back him into a buggy or something? Did you ever hear?
Well, I would say it'd be just about like getting to go on these little carriages and parades. If you don't want to back up into it, you just probably rein them back, probably. Mm-hmm. You may have to say something, you know, but I doubt it.
You say anything in those carriages to get them started?
We never have.
What about them calling hogs? How do you call them?
Just about like Arkansas Razorbacks do at a ball game, you know, Sioux Pig, and they'll come.
They,
you know, our Sioux Pig, and they'll come.
Mm-hmm. What about calling chickens?
I've never had a problem. I've never seen a problem getting a chicken to come. I mean, if you got to feed, the chicken's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear anybody call a sheep?
No, I haven't.
And did you ever see anyone butcher a hog?
Yeah.
How did they do that?
Well, first technique, some people use an axe to knock them in the head, and we always use a pistol, shot them between the eyes. You cut their throat, and you slit the back of their, right in by the hooves on their back feet, and stick a limb or a bar through it, raise them up, and gut them out. Of course, you got to scrape the hog,
mm-hmm.
you know, get the hair off and boil him before you do all of this, but before you hang him up. But that's the way I saw it. Now, in other words, you shoot him, cut his throat, bleed him down, boil him, scrape the hair off, hang him up, and gut him.
What about them? When they cut the side of the hog, what do they call that? What do they mean?
The side of the hog?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. Pork chops, I imagine.
What about the kind of meat that you buy to slice to eat with eggs or something?
The ham.
And what else?
That's all I've ever ate with
it. Well, something that comes in slices like this.
I don't really know. Bacon, I guess.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear the whole side of the hog being referred to as the middle of the bacon or the mm-hmm. side of bacon?
Yeah, but see, I don't know how to break a hog down like that. I've never... No, we always skinned them out, and our uncle did the butchering, you know, the butchering mm-hmm. part. And he'd cut it, wrap it, mark it, cool it, you know. And I never... I've had ag classes, but it never really interested me.
Mm-hmm. What about the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it? When you have
the fat?
No, it's really the outside here.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
What do you call that?
A lot of people call it crackling.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about the rind or skin.
Yeah, well, see, it's crackling. I mean, I think you can fry that and think what you got, crackling, just come out of it.
The crackling is
good to eat.